Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Wise.
My name is Shurai.
My name is Sabina.
And today's podcast is Judging People Based on Part 2. 3, 2, 1, let's go. This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
If you are a young couple looking for your dream home, or you've been unlucky with the BTO ballot, contact Erwin.
He has a 100% track record in finding homes with minimal cash. Call or WhatsApp Erwin at 8877-5050. That's 8877-5050. Now, on to the podcast.
I want to eat goreng pisang. Goreng pisang panas.
Kat mana?
Kat Bukis ada ke?
Tak ada. Ada. Saya kedai baru apa?
Kedai apa?
Kau tahu sebelah ada mama shop that we buy drinks.
Buy? Kedai buy?
No. Mama shop. Like literally mama shop that we buy water and canned drinks. Opposite Zamzam there. Okay, kalau ni Zamzamnya.
Mama shop ke Myanmar shop?
I think it's Myanmar slash mama shop.
Opposite Zam Zam.
Opposite
Zam
Zam. I went Zam Zam across the road.
Golden Landmark.
No, Golden Landmark is there. Huh? It's there.
Again, you at Zam Zam.
Okay. So I'm at the traffic light.
Yeah.
Sebelah cendol.
Sini Zam Zam.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a new shop there.
Diagonal. IAM Cafe area there.
Yeah.
Hey, you know IAM Cafe no more.
Oh, okay.
The owner passed away.
A while back. What shop?
I am.
Oh.
Cafe.
Okay.
Yeah. The owner my mother friend last time.
Now become some bar, bro.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That place used to be like my favorite dating place, bro.
Yeah, but that bar, one of the painting inside is my friend paints, yeah.
Oh, I thought it's your father. I want to see your father paints. It's like, oh, nice.
Think of like the murals.
Oh. Nice.
But it's the Myanmar shop. I think he's talking about the Myanmar shop.
Because that shop sells maybe later.
My favorite drink.
What drink?
Sting Yahoo.
Oh, the sweet ass drink, yeah. Right? Damn.
Oh, I love it, sir.
I know. It's the I know what shop already.
It's like the chendol shop, and then on the right side.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. We buy our drinks after meals and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Judge people based on
their type of people they like.
But that wasn't on the list, yeah.
Okay, sure. What if they like
No, you just say what you like.
Oh shit.
We know what Rice like.
Oh yeah. I can repeat it in the way in his voice, yeah, bro. I like small girls, you know, they can put inside my pocket. Flip. Yeah, that's what he would say.
Yeah, that's the nicer type that he likes. Like, I was thinking of the other one.
Oh. No, but why is always say the put inside pocket?
Put inside pocket, yeah.
They always do that.
People like that usually a bit more psycho, a bit more chico picky. Usually bigger in size also.
What thing?
People who like pocket size girls.
Bite size girls.
That's no better.
Bite size is okay.
Bite size, you're the patty.
At least like fun size.
Patty, a fun size.
Not a bite size.
Fun size can be fat though.
Nah? Ya ke? I've never heard that used in a sentence. Fun size is never fat, bro.
I mean, I guess it's fat depends is fat on what you find fun lah.
how you say fat is thick ah?
Thick
is another word for fat, bro.
Fat is a T.
No. Pat. Thick is there's difference. Oh. Fat is just like unhealthy looking woman, right? But thick is like fat in the nice in the right places. So like big boobs, big.
I feel like thick is just an excuse for some fat girls to just call themselves thick.
It's just it's
you just don't like thick girls, bruh. Your
body positivity is changing.
Nah, man.
Negative words,
man, bro. If you're fat, you're fat, bro. Fuck that, bro.
Yeah. Did you go to the cave? Ask you to go.
There's caves in Australia. Oh yeah, of course there's caves in Australia.
Oh, dude.
You asked me to go cave.
Perth. If you ask the first what we do in Perth, right? Then they always disturb me because why go to the cave? Fucking stupid, blah blah blah. But it's a jewel cave. It's the biggest cave in.
Wow. Such a fucking nerd DNT why things to
I
say.
I didn't have time to shop. You think I got time to go to a cave?
No, but the cave, bro.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
Is it a bad cave?
I've never heard you talk about a cave before.
Because aku malu.
Okay, guys, come on, tell us about the cave.
What's the cave about? Fucking big, no? 12 stories, no, inside the cave.
Oh, wow, that's quite huge.
It's huge, bro.
It's taller than my block, sir.
Okay, maybe not 12. But hey, I got 12
stories. What cave?
12 meters. Is it? 12 meters.
It's
12 stories is huge. Is what was in the cave?
Is no, this a rock cave?
Fucking big.
Okay.
It's like a whole civilization can live inside.
Oh, wow. Were there bats inside?
Confirm have, right?
Don't think so. Yeah.
Cause bats don't are not
bats
in Australia.
Bats in cave, ma. Oh, bats are not in Australia.
I think have.
Have lah, fat.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't go to the cave.
Well, yeah, I can repeat how Sub would say the type of guy she like. I like guys who are like skinny drug addict, look a bit like drug addict like that. Yeah, that's how Sub would say it.
The most important thing?
Tall. Tall, skinny, look like drug addict, but actually smart rape.
Yes, yeah. On point. And yeah. Then after that, so skinny, and after they realize that my ring loose. And then they go to the gym, then their body become big.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So far, all my men, all of that. They start skinny.
Zul is quite skinny also, ma.
Super skinny at first. Then now he's bulking up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I like smart ribs.
Actually, a lot of girls who are like you like smart ribs.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? It's like Sabrina.
Sabrina is a type of girl that I see a lot.
Yeah. You see a lot of me?
Yeah.
That's so lame. I hate that.
There's a lot of type of girl like you.
Like what?
Macam
explain.
How to say smart.
Thank you.
Smart minas. There's a lot of smart minas out there.
Smart mina?
Yeah.
I can repeat Shu punya type.
Sure, man. And wait, I'm not done with you. I still want to roast you. Smart minas. So like smart minas like makrips, but they don't want to date a makrip. You know what I mean? A full on tattoo makrip they don't want, but they want someone who knows the life.
Yeah. Because my family also still quite proper. So if someone comes visibly tattooed, it's not the nicest impression.
But they want someone who knows the life, bro. A bad boy lah. Bad boy but dah baik, dah taubat. Yeah. It is a very similar archetype of girls who like that kind of guys.
I see.
Archetype. And those kind of girls, they don't like guys like us. Yeah,
boring.
Because we are very clean. They want a guy who's a bit rough on the edges. Yeah. There's girls like that, bro.
Yeah, so I can mold them.
Girls who like us are like girls who like clean guys.
I'm joking, guys.
Yeah.
It's grooming. I don't groom. Shuraim likes exotic looking faces. The mix a bit. Yeah, usually. And then
Shuraim like girl next door.
He likes tall.
Girl next door, shorter hair.
He likes short hair. Girl next door, very kakak vibes. Yep. Who will baby him?
Baby him. Yeah. Who would beat him?
Damn.
I never knew that about him.
Do you know what the term pegging is?
I don't know. What's that?
Pegging, that means you like a girl.
Like put something in your
ass. Side. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was what I guessed.
Yeah. Apparently the guy's G-spot is in the ass lah.
It is.
Damn.
But it's not weird. That deep. It's not that deep. It's just
how do you know?
Listen to podcasts and stuff like
I
that.
I see.
La.
Okay.
What?
Interesting.
Look at his guilty face. Look at so that you guilty face.
Not that deep.
This is what I hear.
What's pegging?
They ask if you got safe or why. Like if you want to peg, just put like your first 1, 2, 3 the first part.
Okay.
Tadi he said sikit je. Now he give more details. Detail. So okay. Which one you like? The first, second or third part?
Huh? I like only after the elbow.
What the fuck? Okay. I think right, like, you like girls like that because you are bigger
sorry?
And then you're type of girls.
Yeah, but like, I thought you talking about
the I think you like girls who are like smaller because you are a very big guy yourself.
I think because you feel the
you want to dominate,
you want to protect.
What?
Protect.
Dominate.
Dominate. Yeah. Guys who like to feel
them up,
like to be dominated, ma.
Yeah, maybe because he's the youngest in the family, so he never managed to dominate anything at home.
No, man, so he's always been big in his life. Yeah. So no, I think like he just used to the dominating.
But in general,
thing.
Like because he's youngest in the family, mm-hmm. at home he doesn't get to.
But ironically, he's so Fasiha is opposite. Yeah. Fasiha is so tall. Fasiha is tall and big.
Because she's not.
She's taller than me, Zadu.
No, but as compared to.
She's about my height, but taller than me.
As compared to why she's still small. The thing is, damn. Even my is friend who's like 170.
What's your height?
I'm 165.
No way.
Huh? I'm 165.
Huh?
165 me and Fasiha are the same height.
Yeah. I think Fatin also is about that height, right?
Ma, Fatin is like shorter, 164, 163.
165?
I'm 165, though.
The fuck?
Yeah, what?
Fasiha is 165 is tall for
I her. I said my height just now.
Yeah.
You didn't? You've known me 27 years, bro.
Don't lie, my height was like 173.
What do you think is my height?
I think you're 152.
You're 151, 151 to 155.
155.
Oh, I thought you were 152.
I quite tall.
Oh, damn. No, damn. No. You're not tall. The fuck? No, but Fasiha is quite tall.
She's tall. She's tall, bro. She's considered a tall girl.
She's opposite your type.
No, but the thing is, Wise met a friend of mine who's 170, yeah. which is a tall girl, what?
Yeah.
But she's skinny.
Oh, yeah.
Wise cakap kecil.
Yeah, that's true.
It's petite.
Yeah. She's not, actually.
Nia is tall, just.
She's just skinny, but she's tall.
She's fuck, bro.
No, she's not. Have you seen her beside me?
You.
I'm a midget.
But she's tiny, Sian.
Nia.
Okay, macam
like. The idea of petite is a bit different.
Yeah, what's your idea of petite? What's the height range? What's the max height?
It's not the height, lah. It's the size.
Oh, like so it's nothing to do with the height, lah.
Yeah. The width, the breadth.
Oh, okay.
So like, if you stand behind me, you
disappear.
Disappear. But that's almost everybody, bro.
Yeah, bro. There's no one, unless you meet the WNBA basketballer, bro.
NBA.
WNBA.
What's W? World.
Woman. Yeah. I always thought that petite in your eyes meant short. Like you like girls below a certain height.
Tak, mine is tiny.
Tiny, small.
Small.
Yeah, like feel like can put inside his hand like that. Like,
so no fat girls are?
If can choose, do
Nah, bro, just be proud of it. I would be a fat girl.
If can choose, if I can choose, if I have a choice, no.
No, bro, we always have a choice. So fuck no fat girl. Bro, you wouldn't date a fat guy.
I like tummy.
Don't count me. What's the fattest you did? Yeah.
Huh? What's the fattest you did?
Like, do you like that?
Now?
Who's not fat?
Now?
If you say deal last time, then I will question you.
Like in the middle. His progression.
No, give me someone that is like prominent.
Alif. No. Alif just cakap no, aduk. Sorry, aku dah try.
No, but he looks a lot better now.
Yeah. But you wouldn't date someone the size of Alif.
It's not what
Alif.
You know. Yeah? It's because I like to walk. Then later they tired.
Bruh, fat people can walk, yeah. What are you talking about, yeah?
No, I just scared that they cannot keep up with my lifestyle. Because I want to go.
You stay like your lifestyle so I want
You sound like you go for a hike every morning. Shut the fuck up,
when you last time exercise?
Hey, you hello.
When?
The week before I go to Australia, I exercise. I go gym two times, you know.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
Oh,
I stopped back already. Cannot see, yeah?
No. But seriously, that's the reason why you wouldn't date a fat guy.
Yeah.
Really? Because of the walking.
Oh, okay.
<No. laughs> Okay.
Just visually not my type lah.
Yeah.
Visually, I've always liked skinny guys. Yeah. The skinnier the better last time.
Damn.
Yeah. But then now I like fit looking guys. Like you know, like soccer boys.
Not like bodybuilder shit.
I cannot bodybuilder shit. I feel like they want to spend too much time in the gym.
I like what if they're like a competitive bodybuilder?
I cannot. I feel like
like you know, it's not for vanity sake. It's because they like the sport.
I eat a lot of unhealthy food.
Yeah, you do.
And I don't want, I don't want them to accidentally rub off their healthy lifestyle on me.
Why? Why?
Because if I want to eat my potato corner, let me lah. If I want to have my chocolate for breakfast, let me. You don't suddenly
chocolate
like
for breakfast is wild,
you cannot
bro.
Eat chocolate.
Bro, sapnya ne. Eating habits is just horrible.
The only time I have chocolate for breakfast is let's say like after a night of partying.
Oh no, that one I eat proper. I need to eat bread.
I don't eat chocolate for breakfast, but I eat chocolate in the morning.
But then I skip breakfast.
No, like I have my breakfast.
Yeah, then you eat chocolate, a bar of chocolate.
Not a bar lah, but like a square lah.
A whole bar of chocolate. I wouldn't date a fat girl because I'm not attracted to fat girls. Yeah, that's it lah.
No, but honestly, right? You know, I always say I wouldn't date a guy short, taller than 178.
Yeah.
ideally that's my type, like 178 and above, right?
Yeah.
But there are a few people that, like, let's say, I think when you reach a certain age, right, mm-hmm. all those superficial aesthetic doesn't matter as much anymore. Yeah. Because, for example, there's this guy a lot shorter than what I would usually go for. After knowing him, like, as a friend, after a while, then I'm like, actually not bad. Mm. He is dateable.
Mm.
You know? So I think all that macam, oh, must be skinny, must be tall.
Nah, man, I'm older now. I still don't date fat girls, bro.
Because you're married.
I would, bro. What the fuck?
Tapi macam like, there's the max, ah. Like, I think when I'm older right now, I feel like when you're older, your threshold, just got threshold?
Yeah.
Your threshold macam jauh sikit.
Hmm.
Macam like, stereotypically, a girl that is considered, oh damn, I can't believe you're talking like this, but whatever lah.
Mm.
So stereotypically, a girl that is considered like skinny and light,
yeah,
and whatever not, is below 55 kg, below 60,
below definitely 60, below 60 lah. Depends on height.
Depends on height. But generally below 60 lah.
Generally below 60, yeah. Correct.
But right now, 65.
Yeah, I guess it's like that lah. It's like I said, 178. Then maybe true. Now 170 also. It's like, alright.
Maybe if you're slightly 65 taller.
65 kg max, I don't.
65. No, but 70 if you look okay.
Yeah.
No, man. 70 kg.
Meaning she's taller. She has to be.
She has to be tall, bro. Yeah. If she's 70 at 155, bro.
Oh, that's challenging.
Bro, that's crazy, bro. That's either muscle mass or that's fat mass, bro. Thing,
I've never been not fat.
Yes, you're a fat boy.
No, but you were skinny. But yeah, you were never like not fat. I understand. Yeah,
yeah,
understand. You were fat. You were fat before. Okay.
Yeah, your married face on.
Well, that's for a while, for like half a year actually. For
yeah.
but you get what I mean? Aku tak pernah
kurus.
What's that word? Macam, I've never been acceptable weight for a long period of time.
Mm.
Always been overweight.
Mm.
That type of shit lah.
Yeah.
But you know, there's that threshold. Like, you're not obese, macam kau jalan ada trumpet,
jalan ada trumpet, sialah.
I'm not that.
Yeah.
You were.
No, Wise wasn't that bad.
The 105 kg, the video, when you look back, that one rabak, sialah, Wise.
Tu lucky kau tinggi.
Sekarang aku 105 juga, bro.
Nasib kau tinggi, sia, bro. Nasib kau tinggi. Because if you were 105 kg, and if you were like slightly shorter, not, I would even say like 17, maybe if like say you were maybe you were my height, bro. 105 kg at my height, that's fucking crazy. Oh,
bubble
bro.
Boy.
That's about you are bobs, bro.
I'll
do you know what bob stands for?
Fat, orang the fat
besar.
Boy.
Badan orang besar.
Oh,
yeah,
that's what. But I will own it. I'll just kill it. But looks do matter, so lah. There is that is the looks, and then there is the
yeah man
the body. The body helps with the looks.
Of course,
and the looks help with the body. It's what I know. The height thing, I realize it's not like a height preference. Is what though? It's more like
you want to feel protected, right?
That's one.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love that lah.
Yeah.
I don't want my kids to be short.
Ah.
I'm very short, so I can't. I don't have tall jeans at all.
Your dad's quite okay.
My dad is like 174.
Yeah, it's quite okay.
Yeah, so I need a tall boy.
Mm.
So that my kids got tall boy. Jeans.
Tall boy.
Okay lah.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
So the next one
can we judge people based on how they were disciplined when they were younger? If let's say you were disciplined when you were younger and you were asked to just get grounded. I've never had a friend who gotten grounded
before.
You got grounded?
For a year, yes. Bro.
You got grounded for a year? You got grounded? Oh yeah lah. You yeah, got grounded for a year. La.
But I got off on good behaviour. After 4 months.
On parole aja.
Yes.
Because you went clubbing, right?
Yeah, I went clubbing before. Like, then I balik lambat all that.
Alamak.
Why, man?
Stress, Asya. I'm getting married soon. Then I'm looking for a house. All that. Stressful lah.
I was in the same position, bro. I applied for my house in 2020. I've been waiting for like almost 4 years already.
Oi, why you both so stressed?
Cannot get house lah, sir.
Cannot get house up.
Huh? So long already?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why you not ask me for contact? I know this guy. I'm so sure he can get you a house, eh?
Huh? Who?
His name is Erwin. Or Property Win lah. On his Instagram.
Okay.
So easy to contact him, you know?
Okay.
I have his number at the back of my head.
What's his number?
What's his number?
88-77-50-50.
Huh? So easy, ah?
Yes.
88-77-50-50.
So it's 8877-5050.
Yes, yeah. 88-77-50-50.
Okay.
88-77-50-50.
88-77-50-50.
So okay. You can just WhatsApp him and he'll reply to all of your property inquiries.
Yep.
Now, back to the podcast.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm going to support. My mother, my mother hit me once. No, my dad hit me when I was like 10.
Okay.
And then my mom hit me once when I was 18.
Okay, that was because of clubbing.
I think guys.
So you only got hit twice in your life?
Yeah.
Came out.
Yeah, I never.
I got hit twice by the time I was 9, bro.
I got punished a lot, but I never got hit. Really.
Punish means what?
So my punishment banyak is confiscate stuff that I like.
Okay.
So like my handphone, my computer time. Mm. These are the stuff. Going out.
Going out. That's grounded. Tak boleh main kat bawah. Yeah, okay.
Tak boleh keluar, yeah. And then other stuff is when I was younger, masuk storeroom of lampu.
Okay.
For long time, masuk toilet of lampu. Toilet kat, lampu kat luar, so cannot on.
Okay.
And I'll just be crying inside.
Wait, how do they lock the door from outside?
Just cannot go out lah.
I don't know, but they lock lah.
How?
Maybe they never lock, but maybe they just tell me don't go out lah. Then I listen lah.
Okay.
No, but when you inside the toilet, they got spray like Clorox or that to make the smell and fumes.
Bro, that's just torture, sir. Some would die.
It's in the book. The boy called it.
Just get to pee, eh? No. No,
the boy caught it. They lock him inside the toilet. Then they pour.
Bro, he get brain damage, bro.
Yeah, lah. It's just torture, lah. It's the boy caught it, though. So okay. Like they don't even call him he or she. It's it.
Oh, you read that book?
I didn't. I see. It. I have it at home.
Okay.
Yeah. No. That never happened to me. But the way that my parents made it very much. But learning lesson also quite interesting, though.
Nil on
saw. They all tak ada. I never done
that. Oh, kneel on salt is wild.
Chili kat mulut
semua. It's a very Filipino thing, bro. Apa? Kneeling in salt.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
That?
It's a very Filipino punishment.
Literally kneel on salt.
Yeah, kneel on salt. At first, when my friend told me about it, Anthony Reinhardt was the one that told me about it. He said, at first I think about it like, tak sakit, bro. He said, bro, try leaning on it for 2 hours, bro.
Oi.
Pains,
bro. You kneel anywhere 2 hours for pains, bro.
Pain. Yeah. Maybe on salt,
yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's like not the fine salt, it's the rock salt. Kimak sakit.
I think the fine one will pain.
I think the rock salt will be pain.
Yeah, I want to say how my parents did it. So it's like they will put me in the storeroom or in the toilet.
Yep.
But if let's say it's me and my brother tengah gaduh, so we both shouting at each other. She will put both of us in the toilet.
Oh, then you guys play in the toilet?
No, we don't. We're crying. Then. And because we like both angry at each other, right?
Yeah.
And then we would. And it's not like 2 minutes, 1 minute though. Mm. It's like half an hour.
Okay.
And then.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. In my head it was like 2 hours lah, okay. But I think she said maximum 20-30 minutes.
Okay.
But after 10 minutes she'll be like, okay, I'm gonna let one of you out. You guys choose.
Oh.
And then my brother always let me out. Because I'm younger and the girl, so he mengalah. So that one increased our bond also.
Mm.
Then by then after when then I'll cry outside like let Effie out. Mm. And then the love grows stronger.
Ah right. That's a good way to discipline.
Yeah. That one nice. I like.
But your brother confirm get hit more often.
My brother gets hit a lot. And he like to berak in his luar because he played game.
You didn't have to do that, sir, bro.
Because he excited, he want to play the game, but he want to poop, but he don't want to stop playing. So he just berak his friends. And then my father got this one big injection. Then he always say, next time you berak, I'm going to inject your botot. And then he always so scared of that.
Bro, now every time I see your brother, that's the story I'm going to remember, bro.
And he will tell people, like, it's okay.
Really? Just bring it up.
He was young.
I heard you shit your pants quite a bit at last time.
Yeah, my adik get away scot-free.
Really?
Yeah, my adik don't get marah. But got one time, she kena marah. Mm. And then my dad don't like when people ignore him.
Okay.
Especially when, let's say I talking to you,
yeah.
Then you just ignore me,
yeah.
Or I marah you, then you ignore me. He hates that, tau.
Uh-huh.
So there was one time, my sister tengah nangis. So my dad shouting at her from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And then after she like ignore, macam tak dengar gitu.
Yeah.
And my dad sapa her one time, pop.
And at the back of the head.
No, at the side, I think. After that, she was sick.
Yeah.
So the next day we go doctor. Then the doctor said, I think she have a ear infection. Her ear are blocked. She cannot hear anything.
Oh, fuck.
My dad felt so bad.
Yeah. How young was she?
I think like 5, 6.
Kiwa, young, sial.
Baby. A lot. My mother was, yeah, that's it. Yeah. So we were, I think, very well disciplined.
Okay.
To the point where all they had to do was say, maybe we listen really.
Mm.
Yeah. But I think there was a lot of threatening to pukul.
I think boys different.
A lot of ignoring. So it's like, I nangis. Okay, I ingat banyak I kena marah because I don't want to eat or I don't want finish my food.
Until now also, bro.
So they say I don't care. You sit down on that table until you finish. I don't care if it's 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Just sit down on that table until you finish.
Makan dah sejuk.
Nangis lah. Tengah nangis lah. Makan, nangis, makan. Nangis.
I never had that problem, bro.
Stop eating.
Fuck. Too much. I will eat so much, bro. Like, I feel like when I was younger, I eat more than now, no.
Yeah, I think so.
But I'm like, you know, like if you take spaghetti with the tongs,
yeah,
one full one is fine, right?
It's decent, yeah.
I'll tell you to take three. Then the sauce is full. So I'll eat everything.
Wise would have 2 packets of Maggi.
Two is
quite often.
I don't think so.
Maybe three.
One at a time.
One at a time. So you have Maggi, then say not enough, then you ask me cook again, right?
Yeah.
Why in Ireland? That one is not enough.
No lah, cause why if I full?
No, and then Wise has this weird.
Then don't eat.
Wise has this weird thing, no. He doesn't like to eat his Maggi straight away. He likes it to cool down first, sampai kan macam medok ready. Then after that he will eat.
Yeah. Oh, like the
dah tak panas.
No, it will soak in, so you'll be gooey more.
Like
nice.
Yeah. Wise is.
What's the word called when the Maggi dah
medok? Soggy.
No, in Malay.
Dah meresap.
Like, the Maggi dah. Oh, I tak ingat saya.
Kembang.
Mm.
Yeah. Have you seen your classmates with cane marks before?
Never.
Well, I came from a very Chinese school.
All right.
There's cane marks, there's hanger marks, burn marks tak ada.
Burn marks is abuse, bro.
But cane marks, a lot, bro. A lot. Because shots mark, a lot, bro.
Mm.
A lot, hand or cane marks, crazy. I never knew what the fuck was those.
You never kena hit before, otherwise.
Hit, have.
Too big
pinch.
A lot.
Yes, a lot.
A lot, bro.
A lot.
I've seen you got pinched a lot.
Well, like, I would not say I'm naughty, but like, I got pinched so much.
And the thing is, like, his mom would sneak up on him, you know, to pinch.
No, I'm not. I am mischievous.
Mm.
I'm not like
nakal.
Like the things I do don't go prison. Mm. Like, I won't beat people.
You were 10.
Yeah, but you know, like
yes.
I don't beat people. I don't tear things
you
around.
You wanna bully lah?
I just like.
Wise was arguably a bully.
Yeah, can say.
So. Yeah, Wise was a bully.
Wise was a bully. If he did that, all the things that he used to do when he was a young child, now will he go to jail?
No lah.
No, but like, macam.
But Wise knew he was big for his age.
No, my bullying.
So he will overpower people.
My bullying, right? It's like, it's same like now. Wise, but okay. Orang lain buat macam oi, tu macam bastard sangat je, bro.
Yeah. Just imagine the same attitude but just at 10.
Yeah, I think it's the same. Of course, like I knew how to play the line very well.
You never grew up.
I just got better.
The jokes got funnier.
The jokes got funnier.
He knew how to make it funny. Yeah. that's why he grew up.
Like, I think same macam people. Like there was the balance of bastard and like
funny
and help. Actually, why is not bad? So like, he's a good person.
Just no, because you smile a lot. I think that helps.
I still remember there was this one story that Wise told me. Like, there was a smaller kid. I think at the end of the school year or something. But he held the kid's head while the kid tried to hit him. And Wise said, you're weak, something like that.
The fuck?
I still remember. You told me that story.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You're lucky they never complained to their parents.
Right.
Like, but they cannot because I'm a good kid. So. Cikgu tak
nice.
Teacher don't believe.
But you remember doing that? You helped somebody there, right? Like he cannot reach you, something like that. So. Yeah.
But I have my fair share. Like, aku pun boleh kena bully. Like I, like slapping is a disrespectful thing, tau.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So ada support tak? I like to slap people lah. I slap my friend, big guy. Slap him. I slap him one time. Pop. Then he fucking shot. He pulled me. Boom! I fall on the floor. Space all gone. Whoa! Sorry. So like, I'm okay. Like, I'm okay to kena. So
why do you slap him?
Funny, yeah. No, it's just still the same. Right? I like funny. I find it funny. I like to test how far I can go. I want to see how. I can go with this person down to see whether this person cool or not. Test people lah, see whether they okay.
You slapped me before?
Probably. Probably, yeah.
But aku pun kena rabat.
Oh, Wise and his sister used to bully me.
Oh.
No way.
Yes, bro. I still remember there was this one time I went to the toilet because we were playing in your room. One time I went to the toilet, then I came back. I got ambushed by you and your sister. You put the blanket over my head. Yeah, yeah. Then his sister take a skipping rope tie, and I was just like,
But that's funny. But that's, if that is considered bullying,
you don't get scolded for all that.
No, the parents wouldn't.
You
yeah.
never bought to.
No, bro. I was just like, I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
You could have died.
Probably. Maybe. I don't know.
How were you raised?
I was the youngest.
You disciplined.
Beat.
You cannot be a lot. Your mother beat you.
A lot, yeah, bro. My mother don't give chance. Everything I cannot beat. Beat, slap, hanger, remote control.
Remote control is toss or use it as a
throw, bro.
Throw.
Sakit, cel.
Sakit.
But I think the worst is a slap. Her slap just pedih, bro.
Just ding, ding, ding.
Ding, fuck. You just stun the one sakit. Yeah. But after when I got older, like I said, I had the same problem. Oh. Like when I got older, the slapping just wasn't painful already. Yeah. So that's why I feel like a dad's role is very important, because like at like what, 15, 16, I wasn't scared of my mom already. In 14, I was just scared of my mom already. I was bigger than my mom by then already.
Really?
Yeah.
But the respect is there. Lah.
Respect is there, but like you're not afraid to cross the line because you know the punishment was not going to be painful anyways. At that point, my mom
but
just
the
went
punishments
crazy
bit, were quite. But my parents were, my mom was creative, I guess. Mm. She had to shout.
Mm.
Oh, she had to shout.
You were sleeping upstairs, and after she just break the stairs.
Break the stairs.
Creative. Tak boleh keluar rumah.
Creative macam. But like last time 10 plus, 11 plus. But okay, the thing about
bedtime eh.
No, sleep really, bro. Not my family sleep very early because our family teachers, man. Next tomorrow, go out 7 a.m. Everybody reach work early. So like
bedtime was early.
Early 11. So I remember one time, my mother forced me to clean my room. It felt like it was like 3 a.m. sir, bro. Take the trash bag. She give me 3. She clean your room now. The fuck? Cleaning my room. It was probably maybe 10:30 or what. But it was felt like 4 a.m. when he said, fucking clean my room. See if I clean my room.
I think for you.
I got locked out of the house before.
Yeah. I want to say that for your punishment, right, that kind. When you're older, you're slapping all the work anymore.
Yeah, but locked out of the house.
Locked out of the house, you work. And then taking things that you want. So like when you're a teenager, what do you want the most? To go out with your friends, right?
Yeah.
Unless you tell me, cannot go. And until now, I still ask for permission, right?
Mm.
So like, I don't know. You never had to ask for permission to go out.
But the thing is, Shram and I, maybe we have a lot of reasons to leave the house.
CCA, all this.
CCA, yeah. Tuition, go Wise house, go Shram house, play with Shram, play with Wise. Mm. Apparently, Shram still hangs out with me throughout his whole poly life.
I also got podcasts on weekdays.
Fucking hell. Poly life, huh? Wow. Aku tak jumpa kau pun saya poli babi.
Chill lah. Kau pun pernah pakai aku ke?
Not as much as you. Fucking hell.
No, but I had to play the line very well because our parents are sisters. So if I say I'm sleeping over your house and I'm not there, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah. So that's why you go camps.
Yeah, man.
Well, I want to say something.
What?
Raising guys and girls is different.
No, they're taking away things.
Yeah.
My parents give me allowance my whole life, bro.
Take away.
So like,
have they taken away the allowance?
They've never. But if it came to that, means aku dah messed up ah.
Right.
I don't want that to go away ah. So there are small things that.
Phone pernah kena confiscate?
Tak pernah. Tak realistic ah.
Game Boy.
My Game Boy pernah. Confiscated many times ya.
How old?
Sec 1 to Sec 4. Every time.
Secondary school, I think okay.
Then after 10, phone in the room because they don't like me to be on my phone.
Oh, phone in the room. Which one kau on the phone dengan kau punya boyfriend sah?
Tak boleh.
Tak boleh. So after 10, kira kan good night.
10:30, I think. Good night. I need sleep.
Then you put the phone in their room.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Tomorrow
morning. Then what if he texts?
I silent. I mute him first.
Off the phone.
Yeah. I never off. I silent mute.
Okay.
But I scared lah every time.
Yeah, then they can just check your phone. Yeah, your phone tak lock.
No, lock, but they know my password.
Then die if they check. What if they actually went through your text?
Possibly.
As a parent, would you go through your kids' text?
Yeah, actually, I think quite important, yeah. Because we found, like, I've heard stories where they find, like, things that the child is really not supposed to do, like, sneak out at night, go boy house. Mm. Random boy. Not even boyfriend, like, random boy's house. That kind of stuff. I've heard stories.
Do you
like
think you are stupid enough for your kids to sneak out the house?
Can.
I don't think
if
so.
If I sleep, I sleep, yeah. Then, like, sometimes cannot hear.
How but stupid must you be?
I think your house is easy, bro. Because everybody sleep upstairs, ma.
Tahu, tapi macam...
And plus, your parents' room is on the other side. No? It's not on the corridor side. So, senang nak sneak out, bro.
No, I have to go on the stairs, what?
Oh, yeah, that's true. You have to pass by their room, right? Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Quietly
aku
lah.
Pernah,
oh, you though,
what the fuck? Aku pernah, aku sampai Syed, bapak aku text aku, why you went out?
Seram je.
Pergi Syed je, Syed. Imagine I went out to another person's house or what?
That's true. Yeah, yeah, I think but your house quite easy to sneak out, especially my your room is just right beside the door, ma.
Yeah.
But you don't climb out the window, right?
No.
Have you?
No, got stuff there.
Right.
I don't sneak out, really. Maybe like twice in my life.
The thing is, like, if I were to live on the second floor, right, I wouldn't mind jumping down, je.
I cannot.
Busy ya, boh. Tak worth ah.
Senang je. Aku pernah buat je. Hafiz house ah. Yeah. It's quite interesting, sah, bro.
Eh, but actually it's quite high,
It's a fucking adventure, sah, bro.
It's quite high.
Yeah,
you would think macam tak high sangat, but oh my god, he's hanging, sah.
It's one story.
I stack. Were you there?
No, it's my birthday. Remember, he had to go home first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then after he came back, then you guys helped him.
Yeah, I stacked two dustbins together so that he can climb down from the second floor. So he hung. I hung two dustbin. Then he landed on the dustbin and dustbin unstable. Then he jumped.
Of course, sir.
Yeah.
Adi also was there, right?
I think so.
Yeah. He did it a few times.
Quite cool. But can jump ah. Can jump. But need to land properly.
Tempang sekejap
Need to land properly. Need to land properly.
You cannot.
You possibly can die.
Land on your belly.
What? But from your from your window, you can jump to the front of the door. Can.
Nah, tak worth lah, Ji.
Oh, okay.
Jump.
Tak worth lah, girl.
Can lah, but like, probably.
Have you sneak out of the house before?
I don't think you have to
Have lah, but like, macam, tak perlunya lah. Like I felt like if I had asked,
Ken.
They were okay. Ask mana go? Where you going? With who? Okay.
You guys boys girls they're a bit more strict. I cannot leave home after 10 like that. It's too late already.
Unless podcast on can, a weekday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
can be out from 6 PM until 12 AM, for example. But then leaving home at 10, macam tak manis, you know.
It's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Nothing good happens after 10.
How far would you trust that your children are not smoking? The reason why I ask this is because it's very clear that I was smoking, bro. Yeah, but like, should I? It was beside me.
The thing is, if Ryan grows up, right, then if I caught him smoking, then I wouldn't scold.
But you'll be like, hey, I don't like that.
I don't like that.
Better not. Use smoking.
But unless, kalau dah after 21, then...
My father still hides from his father.
Ah, really? Ah, your dad still smokes, man.
Vape.
Oh,
kidding.
aku rasa maybe no smoking in the house lah. I would. I'm blessed that my house no cigarette in the house. I've been to houses that they have cigarettes in the house. It's I don't like it. It's very smelly, bro.
And then. Those young are the kids at home lagi, and then like I have nephews.
But nothing wrong or whatever, not like just different.
It's
just
wrong,
different.
Lah. It's wrong, bro. Their health and all.
It's just different.
I have nephews, so I fetch them from home, and then baju dong bawa rokok saja. Not nice, what? 3 years old, 2 years old.
Yeah.
Baju bawa rokok, then I balik terus tukarkan dia orang. Not nice.
Yeah, it's not.
But like, it's so common.
Personally, to me, no. Smoking. If I'm a father now, I wouldn't smoke in front of right.
Recently, the news on Mothership.
Kenapa?
This guy smoked in the house. The house burned down. Killed the father of the child.
Damn.
And a young boy, like 2-3 years old. Aduh. Something.
I've never been a fan of smoking in a room. Even when I'm a smoker, I'm not a fan of smoking in the room.
Then you don't like those kind of like airport smoking areas?
I don't like.
Eh, rabak satu actually. Suffocating.
I like to smoke. And then.
But sometimes it's okay.
No, but the thrill. I also don't like to smoke standing up. I don't like to stand up in general lah.
Okay.
I don't like to stand in general.
You're fat boy.
So like if we
can't walk together.
When we always smoke, we sit down. I will always sit down.
You will always sit down.
I will always sit down lah.
Yeah. Wife will always sit down at the staircase, ma.
Yeah. I will always sit.
I'll sit down next to you. You stand up.
I like to stand and smoke.
I don't like it, bro.
I love it, sir.
If I'm standing, I need 1 foot up. Like, just like.
Tapi polinya smoke here, diri.
Yalah.
Aku kan
only duduk, smoking area.
I will sit, bro.
Ni kan ada seating area.
What this? I will find a curb or whatever.
I will sit on the fire hydrant outside. Ada. Yeah, just like.
I also had a curb or a lean lah, lean. Minimum lean lah, bro. Yeah. Oh, tapi poly.
Bus stop pole ke?
Poly, aku isap rokok toilet.
Ah, yeah. Speaking of toilet, out of the random thing, and like as a smoker, I would know if this place orang pernah isap rokok.
Of course lah.
The smell, it will stick, yeah.
That very stale.
Yeah, very cigarette. Stale air. Then there's a smell lah.
Subtle.
Then like from
it
then right.
It doesn't smell like the cigarette. It smells like the tobacco. You know what I mean?
Got yeah. Then from then I know that okay, I can smoke in this toilet.
Yeah, that time in JC, I almost got caught. Yeah.
Kau just gila tu. But then like, what do you expect from a 19-year-old going to JC?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you smoke
I was 20.
At
JC.
Handicap or what?
No ah, like the cubicle.
Generic girls toilet.
Yeah, wow. No, but at the side got the ventilation, right? I used to smoke into guys, the but then I quit already. Mm. I quit already, but at the side. So I will just smoke. And then after that, the guy, I left the cubicle. And then some girls were like, hey, I think someone smokes here. I walk out, I like, hey, yeah, I confirm have sia, smelly. And I went to class, and I wanted to come back for another cigarette. The principal and discipline master outside my cubicle, sia.
Damn.
Yeah, and then I like, I tengok. Patah balik. Go back. I act like nothing. But I had one classmate who knew. And then she like, I think they know you smoke in there. And then I say, no lah, not me. I never smoke.
Because you were the only legal one in your whole class, ma.
Yeah.
The rest all were 17.
Yeah.
So macam,
I just wanted to try. For fun. I didn't have to actually. Yeah. I just wanted to try.
Kau just boleh tunggu lepas sekolah.
Boleh. Boleh. No, but recess all cannot go out, what?
True.
Yeah. Poly can anytime.
Imagine 20 years old ada recess time, eh? Sialah. Rabak, sialah.
Every morning I kena stop je.
Thinking
your
back.
Your skirt too short.
How long?
20 years old.
I was there for
JC.
6 months ni.
6 months long, sir, bro.
Long, sialah.
Kau pergi sekolah-sekolah. Kau pernah pun, like you went to school lah.
I went to school for 6 months, ya.
Uniform.
Uniform.
Gila babi, jaduk.
Iron balik lah.
Iron lah.
Then from Marsiling to...
My dad would send me to school sometimes. But sometimes. Otherwise, LRT. So to Choa Chu Kang and then LRT to Phoenix and then walk.
What school lah?
JJC.
Jurong Pioneer.
JPJC. JPJC, yeah.
Kat belakang Teckwai lah. Like Teckwai area. It's exciting though.
But like, it's crazy lah. 20 years old going to JC, especially after you experience the freedom of poly. Gila babi, sah. You're supposed to...
Tough.
Yeah.
And then CCA is compulsory. Like,
then you got your own table. Then under your table, you put your stuff. But it's kind of cool lah.
Tapi habis sekolah, aku sebut dua lah.
Empat.
Was it school?
Yeah,
late, bro, when I was in my school, all this 9 to 6, dude.
Tapi itu poly. Poly aku faham. There's so many fucking breaks, bro, poly.
9 to 9, I think 8 I start school. Until 3.
Then recess ada canteen semua.
Ada. Like secondary school ada. Same.
Then assembly kena sit in terus.
Yes.
Lepas recess tak boleh sarku eh. Ui. Susah saya. It's very difficult.
The toilet.
Oh, damn.
Foyer, duduk kat foyer, majulah Singapura.
Every day? Pledge every morning lah.
Pledge. I don't go straight to class. I don't go straight to sports room.
Imagine.
Wait. And then kena marah because my hair colour come out back.
Everything I can't believe they accepted you to go to JC.
21 is the last age you can take A-levels from a JC.
Ah.
So it was the last year that I could.
I see. Yeah. Were there anyone at your age?
So budak baru habis prison ke apa?
Actually there was one boy China, yeah. From China or something.
Okay,
I think he was 1 year younger. He was old also. And then there was the handsome boy in school. Muka J-Park habis.
17?
18 I think. So okay. Like 1 year older. That's why he like so cool. Oh, cause he skip he repeat J1. And then he like me. Got confession page last time. Then they say Jersey number 3 hockey team. You damn, you see very cute sia.
Macam gila sial.
I like this 18 year old boy. Cute je.
You can't even drive it.
Hockey number 3. I saw you smoke outside school. Don't tell teacher lah.
Okay, don't tell teacher. Sial lah. At that time, the smoking age was still 18, right?
Yeah.
What was your teacher's name?
Oh, I don't remember sia.
One of it as form teacher.
Ada Wilson. Mr. Wilson. My history teacher.
Kena stand up and greet.
Good morning teacher.
Tak ingat. Ada lah? Ada?
Ada.
Tak ada lah. Itu primary school lah.
Secondary school pun ada, Zaduk.
I don't remember, Zah. But CCA lah. CCA malas. Every Monday and Thursday.
That means kau ada silent reading time lah?
Tak ada.
Oh, okay. Kira-kira like in the morning before the pledge kan?
In the foyer cannot talk lah. In the foyer cannot talk lah.
Buat apa? Baca buku lah?
nothing ah. Which is so stupid. I found it so stupid. Lah. You can if you want, yeah. Or you can just do nothing.
Phone.
Got phone. Got back check. Phone can bring.
Back check apa sel?
Check apa sel?
Weapon. Rokok ke vape ke apa tak tahu lah. But ada back check once in a while.
Okay. Habis kau simpan rokok kat mana?
Don't remember.
Damn.
I really don't remember.
By the time you'll be very creative in terms of, I think girls very easy to hide stuff lah.
Yeah. And underwear.
Guys is okay.
I probably put in my underwear or something lah, like my skirt.
So yeah.
Kena pat down eh.
So gila babi so.
Masuk X-ray machine. So at that point no. Okay, finish.
I think that's the end of this podcast. We were just talking in general lah, not really judging people. We were judging people.
Judge.
We were just talking about our lives in general lah.
Yep.
Oh, really need to have a conversation about our JC lives. Yeah. I feel like we've talked about it, but then like we haven't really yet, to be honest.
We can talk about it again next time. All right, we'll catch you guys in the next podcast.
Bye.
Yo. So if you come all the way to the end of this podcast, we just want to thank Property Win for sponsoring this podcast. It's great because like all of us are moving to stages of our life and stuff like that. And now this is probably a stage where a lot of us are getting married. A lot of parents are older and things like that. And
the next stage is to get property.
You want to buy your new house.
Buy your first house.
Maybe you want to right size down for your family house and whatever not. And that is why we feel it's very, very important. And it's a perfect collaboration with RSG and Property Win.
Yes. And so, how do you always used to say it, always? Just so you know, or is it hello there?
Just in case you forgot.
This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
And just in case you forgot.
8877-5050.
8877-5050.
Yes, so like all jokes aside, guys, just WhatsApp him and he'll answer all of your WhatsApp messages or all your queries about real estate. Don't be shy. Just ask him, for example, like simple questions or so. How to apply for BTO.
Simple questions, how to apply for BTO, how much is the down payment, what is the grants,
what do you mean by minimal cash,
what to look for when you're looking for a house,
I bet all of these questions, I think.
Do they really mean 6-minute walk to MRT when they put it on the listing ke?
Padahal 2 kilometers.
That's a solid 20 minute walk.
Depends how fast of a walker you are.
Depends on how fast you walk.
If my nenek...
It will take some time.
So real estate now is like, I think when Wise and I were applying for BTOs, it was a very complicated process. We even had to contact someone to know more about this whole process.
And fun fact, Property Win was one of the guys I spoke to and gave me some very, very insightful tips.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if I benefited from the tips, you would too.
Yeah, and we've all met him personally as well. Yes. So we did make sure that we chose the right agent to sponsor us.
Yes.
So that you guys can benefit from him the most.
With that, thank you guys for listening and we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Bye-bye. Bye.